Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Lord's house this morning. As always, please take a few moments to sign a friendship register at the end of each row and pass it to those seated next to you. Today, we commemorate All Saints and All Souls Day, and we remember the saints of the church as well as many beloved people of faith who were once in our lives but have passed into the Lord's presence. Please take a look at the announcements in the bulletin flyer, including food pantry needs and upcoming events in November. Next Sunday, November 6th, the ladies of the Christian Women's Fellowship will have a bazaar and silent auction. This will be during a fellowship dinner at noon on that day, next Sunday. Raffle tickets for the quilt are on sale in the foyer area. Blanket Sunday will also be a special offering next week. That is also in the bulletin. And the Thanksgiving tree is now here with us. You are invited to take a leaf or two and return it next week with the corresponding food items. And the most important message for next week is set your clocks back 1 hour next Saturday night, my favorite holiday of the year. We get an extra hour of sleep. And if you forget to do that, you'll be here an hour early next week. So, and we'll see you. There's also some elder and deacon trainings on November 6th as well as November 13th, so please refer to the bulletin for those specific schedules. The Advent season is just around the corner, so we are now taking reservations for poinsettias that will adorn the sanctuary this upcoming season. There is information about how to order a poinsettia to honor the memory of a loved one. That is on the back side of the bulletin announcement page. Well, Ryan, welcome back. We enjoyed Ken's presence last week, but it's always good to have you back with us. Welcome.
Good to be back, everybody. Good morning. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Merciful God, for the privilege to offer you worship this Lord's Day,
we give you
for the great cloud of witnesses that surround us and encourage us daily, for the pathways of inspiration trodden by those whom we remember.
We give
like the saints before us, may we also uphold lives that honor the examples of Christ and the beloved saints whom we remember this Lord's Day. Amen. We'll now sing hymn number 637, stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of For All the Saints.
For all the saints who from their labors rest to thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia.
May we bow for a word of prayer. Holy God, we recognize the many saints who have passed into your presence. We speak their names. We share memories of them with others. And we pray that in speaking their names, that their past might inspire us in our present lives. Lord God, we know that the Holy Spirit is also present with us today, and we also invite the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Take a few moments to greet and welcome those around you this morning. All right, we'd like to invite our kiddos to come up front for the children's sermon while we sing the first verse of Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea. Stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
We got it now. Good morning. Thank you. Man, that was a lot of silence. What's tomorrow? Halloween. That day when you get all that candy that mom and dad try to hide most of, because you really don't need all that candy. Yeah, yeah. And then we helped it out yesterday by giving them more candy. Just saying. We know how this works. Well, for when you're young, as we celebrate Halloween with our fun costumes and our candy and parties and all sorts of good stuff like that, huh? Yeah, yeah. But we also have something else we're celebrating today, and it's called All Saints Day. or All Souls Day. So what is All Saints Day? All Souls Day? Well, that's a time when we honor all of those people who have lived and worshiped Jesus and believed in God, and they have now gone to be with Jesus. We honor them. We honor them because it's because of all those people that we have learned about Jesus and God. And it's because of all those people that we can come here on Sundays and we can worship Jesus and God. So what's with all of the candy? You know, I did a worship and God doesn't have too much to do with candy. Well, long, long time ago in England, they actually had an All Saints Day parade. Whoa. And when the poor people would come up and ask for food, they would hand out what they called soul cakes. They were really more like a cookie size than they were a big cake. They were a little spice, kind of like maybe a gingerbread or maybe a shortbread with some spices in it. And they would give them a cookie or a soul cake, and they say, "Now you must pray for one who has passed away. You must pray that they are in heaven with Jesus and that all is well." That was the promise. We give you a soul cake, you pray for a soul. That's why they were called soul cakes. Yeah, pretty awesome, huh? And the adults are going to do a little of that in church. We're going to have a little prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of these beautiful children. We thank you for each and every person who has passed before us and whose sacrifices and whose teachings have helped us to learn about you. We thank you for each and every day. We ask that you be with us and guide us as we go through our week and help us always to be grateful for all that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Before we go to our list of people to remember in prayer, we certainly do want to lift up a word of thanksgiving to all of the adults and all the children and young people that were a part of our program yesterday. I know that the task of going to people's homes and raking leaves was indeed appreciated. I think the highlight of the day for me was I was visiting with Val at her front sidewalk there as we were getting ready to leave, and Val Stringer said that God must be ready for a party during the fall season because the leaves are like confetti from heaven. I bet you never have thought of leaves in that way, have you? We think it more of as trouble, but anyway, think of confetti from heaven when we see those leaves coming down. But anyway, I know Val was most definitely appreciative of our efforts from our children and youth yesterday. Thank you. We do want to lift up Jerry Donahue in prayer. He is again back at North Kansas City Hospital, still dealing with these health issues that doctors have not been able to get a handle on. We also lift up Ed Barnes' father and mother, George and Winnie Barnes, and we remember Ed and Shirley Keel's son, David. We lift up Betty Foster and Diana Stone, Larry Pettis and Larry Pitts. We also remember Jill Gregory and Rihanna Ralston, Debbie Buzinski. We continue to keep in prayer Lois Berry, Suzanne Darling, Jean Booth, and Lois Struck. And among family members, we certainly continue to keep in prayer Michelle Vales, David Brownfield, Samantha Sander, Chris Bishop, Anoki Krager, and certainly a number of other folks that have been upon our list for some time. May we bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful and loving God, every Sunday morning we lift up your name in adoration, for you are indeed the one true creator of all that exists. As Isaiah 66, verse 1 tells us, heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. And on this particular Sunday, before All Saints and All Souls Days, we lift up the names of saints of the church, as well as beloved family members and friends, those who have passed on before our time, yet inspire us by their testimony of faithfulness to you. For it is truly in the naming of names that the past rushes into the present moment and our memories of the faithful become alive in our present moment. For all the saints that have journeyed in the centuries before our time, we give you thanks, for through their examples of faithfulness, they have set the tone and trodden for us an easier path of beliefs and commitments to you. And even as the Apostle Paul so often called believers of the faith saints, we know it was a distinction of honor to celebrate, not only back then, but certainly in our time, as indeed we are also set apart from worldly ways to be a follower of Jesus. And on this day of commemoration, we are also privileged to lift up the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. For Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 reminds us, Jesus upheld your plan of salvation for all humanity, and thus you have raised him to the highest place above and have given him the name that is greater than any other name. So to you, O God, in Christ, be given all glory, now and forever. This we pray in praise and adoration, as we also recite the prayer that Jesus teaches us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. choir. Isn't it wonderful to have our choir back with us? So we're so grateful. So glad. Thank you. We are knit together in the bond of friendship and commitment to one another as we share common meals together. So also it is as we gather around the Lord's table every Sunday that we share the bread and the cup as we remember Christ's sacrifice for one and all. With words written by one of the founders of our faith group here in the Christian Church, Alexander Campbell, this morning's communion hymn reminds us of this common bond that we experience in Christ. We can imagine Jesus speaking to each of us, as he may say to us in the first stanza, "You, my friend, a stranger once, do now belong to heaven. Once far away, you are brought home into God's family. When you do this, remember me." We find our place at Christ's table as we prepare our hearts and minds. As we sing the first and fourth stanzas of our communion hymn, it's number 400, "When You Do This, Remember Me."
You, my friend, a stranger once, do now belong to heaven. Once far away, you are brought home into God's family. When you do this, remember me. So let us renew our faith, remembering our Lord. To our strong hope we will hold fast, unshaken to the end. When you do this, remember me.
As we gather at the Lord's table, we remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them, saying, 'This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." May we bow our heads as Lana leads us in a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before this table now, and these emblems that represent the blood and the body of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us so that we can live forever with you in heaven. We just are so grateful for this, and help us be mindful each day of our lives of this best gift ever given. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome each of you to share this morning. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 7, tells us, each one must give as one has decided in one's heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. We receive our tithes and offerings as Mary leads us in a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we wish to let you know as we gather our offering today, we want to bless the gifts and the giver. Please use it for your kingdom and your glory, and may it be a grateful blessing to many. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lord God, we pray this offering is used for your glory now and always. In Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Please be seated. Scripture reading I'd like to share with you. This is from the book of Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 2, beginning with the 5th verse. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to become equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all he had and took on the nature of a servant. He became like man and appeared in human likeness. He was humbled and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. For this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May we bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we honor your name with praise and adoration, as we also honor the saints of the church and the beloved people of faith who have inspired us. All praise and glory be unto your name in Christ. For this is our prayer in thanksgiving. Amen. This is the Sunday that the last four Sundays have been building up to in this final message of the sermon series, The Power of Naming Names. For this is the final Sunday before Tuesday, November the 1st, All Saints Day, the day set aside to honor the canonized saints of the Church of Jesus Christ. All Saints Day is followed by another religious day begun a few centuries ago on the 2nd of November called All Souls Day. This is actually the day to honor our beloved family and friends in the faith who have passed on before us. All Souls Day was particularly significant during the First and Second World Wars because so many survivors wished to honor the lives of the millions of loved ones and friends whose lives were lost during both of those world wars. Today, it's often difficult to get folks to take time out to attend a weekday service, whether it be for All Saints Day or All Souls Day, or certainly both days in a row. So it seems appropriate for us to take the Sunday prior to All Saints Day and All Souls Day to honor the canonized saints as well as beloved people of faith in our lives who have passed on before our time. Thus, we gather here this morning to honor the saints. But how do we do this? We do this by speaking their names. In the previous messages, we've learned that the spoken word possesses genuine power. God and Jesus spoke, and miracles happened. We learned that we, even speaking in our own confession of faith, is a pivotal part of our salvation experience. We learned that God and Jesus named people with words of specific meaning to portray one's purpose and destiny for the glory of God's work here on earth. You may recall I lifted up the example of Abram, exalted father. God changed his name to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. We learned also that Jesus' name means what? To deliver, to rescue in Hebrew. We've learned that we speak the names of the saints because doing so not only calls our attention to their names, but the remembrance of their good deeds for God's glory rushes from the past into our present moment and inspires us today. In honor of All Saints Day, and from the Bible, we speak the names of saints. We speak the name Abraham, and we are inspired by his devotion to the one and only true God. We speak the name Moses, and we are in awe at his willingness to leave his homeland and all that was familiar to him, even at an advanced age, so that God could use this once timid shepherd to be the shepherd of a new nation of people, the Hebrews. We speak the name Deborah, and we remember how she was the only female judge of the Israelites who bravely led God's people to victory over the Canaanites. We speak the name Ruth and are inspired by her relentless faithfulness despite great odds against she and her mother-in-law, as she declared to Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." We speak the name Mary of Nazareth and remember her humility before the angel Gabriel. As she said in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said." We remember the name Stephen, and we are in awe at his forgiveness, even as he was being stoned to death for his faith in Christ. For he declared with his dying breath in Acts chapter 7, verse 60, "Lord, do not remember this sin against them." We speak the name Lydia from Acts chapter 16 and remember that she was so inspired by the teaching of the Apostle Paul and Silas that she brought her entire family into the faith and then started the very first church on European soil in Philippi. If time allotted, we could go on speaking more and more of the names of the saints of the Church of Jesus Christ, for in doing so, their stories of faithfulness to God come into our present moment and inspire us. But also, in honor of All Souls Day, we speak the names of those people of faith whom we remember personally who have passed on before our time. They have passed into the spiritual kingdom of God's realm. And yet, as we speak, their names, their living presence becomes alive in this moment and inspires us in our journey of faithfulness to God. And so, for the remainder of this worship time, I want to welcome any of you who may wish to speak the name of your beloved person of faith. You may even have more than one person whom you'd like to remember, but we just want to mention one name at a time. And after a name is spoken, Ryan will chime a small chime in honor of the beloved person's name before we proceed to the next name. Now I realize that with everyone speaking out intermittently, kind of like popcorn popping, if you will, there may be some overlapping in the speaking of names. That's the risk we take in opening this up to everybody rather than just simply having a list that is read from the pulpit by a couple of different people. But there is a reason this year why I want you to be the one to speak the name of a beloved person in your life, because you know their story. You know what they have meant to you, and I think you will find it to be very heartwarming and encouraging for you to be the one to speak the name of your beloved so that that person's life may come forth alive and living among us even today, even as the saints of the church come alive as we remember their name and their heritage. And as a moment of preparation for doing this today, may we turn to the litany of remembrance that is there in your bulletin. As I first state, this Lord's Day, we remember and honor the ancestors of our faith, Abraham and Sarah, Paul and Phoebe, and so many others. We remember grandparents, parents, aunts and uncles, beloved teachers, and many people of faith. We lift up to you, O God, the names of all who have witnessed to your glory, as we may be inspired by their example this day and always. And may I begin by speaking up the names of a beloved couple who were so very dear to me early in my ministry. Their names, Reverend Bob and Wilma Brown, recognizing that Wilma passed away just this last January.
Thank you.
May we pray. Merciful and loving God, in commemoration of All Saints' Day, we have spoken the names of beloved saints of the Church. And in commemoration of All Souls' Day, we have also lifted up to you the names of beloved people of faith who have inspired us personally. For the power of their names, their testimony, and their inspiration for us, we give you thanks, as we are also in awe of the fact that you know each and every one of these saints in a most intimate way, as you know each one of us as well. For the privilege to be of service to your kingdom here on earth in our day and time, we give you thanks, as we also rejoice in the name that Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 tells us is greater than any other name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we humbly offer this service of worship and praise to you. Amen. And now, as we may stand, we'll be turning to our hymn of invitation, number 420. Maybe today is your day to come forward and accept Christ in a way I know your life can be transformed. Maybe today is your day to come forward and become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. Again, we turn to hymn number 420, I Come With Joy, as we sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5, please.
I come with joy, a child of God, forgiven, loved, and free, the life of Jesus to recall, in love laid down for me, in love laid down for me. As Christ breaks bread, the bids us share, each proud division ends. The love that made us makes us one, and strangers now are friends, and strangers now are friends. Together met, together bound, by all that God has done, we'll go with joy to give the world the love that makes us one, the love that makes us one.
Please take a moment to be seated, if you will, please. I'll go ahead and take y'all's hymn books. Thank you. We are so delighted that Rob and Justice and Deacon have all decided to come forward this morning. Robin Buckley comes forward as she would like to become a member here of Berry Christian Church based upon her previous confession of faith and baptism. And so, Robin, again, we affirm for you the fact that you understand you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And as you made that commitment many years ago through your confession of faith and your baptism, we affirm for you once again that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, and indeed your Savior, right?
Yes.
We praise God and we celebrate that, Robin. And I want to extend the hand of Christian fellowship and welcome you into the fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. Let's give her a hand. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. And we are so delighted that Justice and Deacon both have decided to also come forward to make their confessions of faith and to become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church, and we look forward to their baptism as well in the near future. Justice and Deacon and Delilah have been involved in the Christian Beliefs program that Jim has been offering during the Sunday School Hour. And we hope that for all three of you that that has been a most meaningful experience. And I hope that has helped each of you to really have a better grasp as to who Jesus really is, that he is God's Son, that he came into the world. He died upon that cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And so I want to ask ask both of you, again, based upon what you have learned from the Bible, do you now seek forgiveness of your sin as you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, would you please say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Praise God, and with gusto too, right? Bless you. So God bless you both, Deacon and Justice. It is a pleasure, truly a pleasure, to have both of you make your confession of faith this morning, and we look forward to you experiencing a celebration of baptism on a Sunday that works really well for you all. And Karen and Matt, we're so delighted that you both are here as well, and a joy that you're sharing this journey with your grandchildren in a most unique and special way. And we're so delighted that each of you have come forward this morning. Bless you. Let's have a word of prayer for them. Lord God, we indeed rejoice in the commitment that Robin has chosen to make as she has come forward to officially become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. We know she's been on a journey with us here now for many, many months. We so much appreciate her involvement in so many of the endeavors of our fellowship and ministry, and pray your blessing for her in the days ahead. Lord, also for Justice and Deacon, indeed also for Delilah, we give thanks for their journey among us as they have been learning about our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. We especially seek your guidance and blessing upon each of them as they also continue a commitment of faithfulness to you in the days ahead. Guide us all as we step forward into the new week, for indeed, as we will be lifting up the names of saints of the church and those beloved people in our lives who have passed on before us on this All Saints Day and All Souls Day this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, may this indeed be a week of great remembrance and celebration for us one and all. It's in Christ's name that we give thanks as we depart. Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.